We're starting over. We're starting over for the third fucking time. It got too personal. You were getting too personal. You started attacking me in a way that I didn't appreciate. It hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings.
You started it.
You're looking at my... Okay, fine. I don't know what we're allowed to talk about anymore.
You know what we're allowed to talk about. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, man. Well, you guys missed a hell of a show and a half. We got nothing left to talk about.
Well, we recorded an entire episode, but you didn't like it, so now here we are. We got to start over.
I was real low energy, and I really thought
I know,
it would be
but
bad.
Like, why do I get punished for that?
But because, unfortunately, you chose to do a podcast with your girlfriend.
I chose to?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that sound?
Make a podcast with your girlfriend. My Whatever. Girlfriend and I have a podcast. Sounds lame.
Do you want to fucking quit? Kind of. I'll get a couple of dudes in here.
Yeah.
We'll do dude humor.
That's the definition of a podcast.
Right. A bunch of white guys hanging
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Doing slurs.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Well,
do you want me to audition different women?
No.
To come and take your place?
No.
New sidekicks?
Sidekicks?
Yeah.
There's
new
an
news girls? You're the news girl.
There's an episode recently where you refer to me as your sidekick and I didn't hear it at the time and then I listened to
People
it.
Know. People
not
know.
Not too long ago. Fine. I'll be your sidekick if I don't have to say much.
I mean, what will change? What will change in the dynamic?
Wow.
Because we just did a whole episode where you were like, I don't know. I'm asleep. I don't give a fuck. And now
like...
I took half an edible because I thought my week was over.
Yeah.
And then you're making me do it over again
it's
because
you
are
have
low
a
energy.
A drug problem.
A drug problem.
It's not my fault. You're addicted to pills.
Pills?
Ian
These are...
calls an edible
yeah.
2-Oxycontin.
Yeah, 2-Oxycontin.
Just taking some edibles, watching Rick and
Just
Morty.
Just doing a bump of fentanyl.
Can you do a bump of fentanyl?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to do any fentanyl.
Yeah. That's a no-no.
It's not like a recreational thing.
New Year's resolution. No more fentanyl.
Right. So what's new with you? We went to... I had a bubble in my throat.
That's good.
I had a different voice for a second.
I'm glad you...
We went to Chattanooga.
Yeah, we went to Chattanooga.
We went to the Choo Choo.
Tennessee, home of the Choo Choo.
I did some comedy.
Choo Choo.
We went to the aquarium.
I didn't go to the aquarium.
I know.
You went to the aquarium.
I saw some penguins.
I was very jealous of the penguins.
And I saw...
They got penguins in Chattanooga. They have trains. They have everything.
Yeah.
It was weird being in a city.
People kept... Sorry, go ahead. Mm. No, say your thing.
Okay. I could see in your eyes you were going to say something and it kind of like spilled out of your mouth with that. You're like, people.
Just say your fucking thing.
Okay. It was weird being outside of New York City because people are nice to each other and it's like clean and worth spending time in. And there's this like cult-like mentality in New York that no other city outside of this horrible place is worth spending time in, and it's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I can't believe I was blown away that there were like nice restaurants and attractive people and
yeah, you're real elitist.
No,
I knew that other cities were like that.
Of course I knew
you're
that.
Like I'm from New York. You kept telling people that I'm from New York. I'm a fancy lady. Look at my hat,
a monocle,
yeah,
and a peacock following me around,
right. On
and
a
I
leash.
Was like, yeah.
Get out of my way. I'm from New York.
Don't look me in the eyes. We have a subway.
Yeah.
Guy
in a suit. You were like, get the fuck out of here, you country bumpkin
peasant.
Piece of shit.
I
you
really,
redneck cocksucker.
I know how elitist that sounds, but it's not. It was like, obviously, when you go to Nashville or like Miami, places you've heard of. I just thought.
I've heard of Chattanooga.
I have been to Chattanooga before.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I'm mad at you.
I'm mad What are you doing? What's happening right now?
You made me delete an entire episode. I don't want to do this podcast.
I told you, episode. I said
we talked about white people for a long time.
You talked about white people too much.
Ian, somebody had to talk because the other person was sleeping.
Ian said white people had it too hard for too long.
Yeah, I did say that. Fuck you, Bo Burnham.
You guys ever get into a fight with your significant other? Not a fight. You say something, you're like, hey,
she's just being kind of a bitch.
I want to do this. And they clearly disagree, but you're just telling them how you feel. So I was like, I think we should delete this episode. And he agrees, but he clearly doesn't want to do it. And I'm begging you to discuss it with me.
Catherine, I'm high.
Like, I was like, do you disagree? We don't have to. You can undo it. I'm not sold on this. I want to know what your thoughts are. And you're like, no, you don't like it. So
no,
we'll
I don't
it.
Like, I don't. Well, yeah, that's true.
But
if you don't like the episode, then I'm not going to publish it. Cause then it's just going to be out there, a stinky, shitty episode that you don't like. And you know, I don't know about you guys fellas, but I really like to please my woman.
Yeah.
And
right.
So I was doing this for you. And then you, just start insulting. We start recording again, and you start insulting me right out the fucking gate.
I can't even repeat what I said because we'll just say it. We'll have the whole conversation over again. But you started it.
How did I start it?
No,
I didn't start it. No, I see what you're saying. That's not true.
Don't point at me.
I'll point at you if I want.
Don't be. You're upsetting the dog.
No, I'm not.
She's concerned.
You don't fucking know what
she's
this dog
concerned. She's,
wants
she's
or does.
She's clearly traumatized. She's like one of those kids who goes to school and pisses their pants because they're so traumatized.
What kids are these? I've never seen a kid like that.
The piss pants kid.
Is that you? Did you piss your pants a lot in school?
Moving on.
Is that why you wear that diaper? I'm just going to get progressively more high and then not be capable of, you know,
it'll
continuing.
It'll be an entertaining episode.
I bet it won't.
I don't think I've ever peed my pants.
Really?
In my life.
That's not true.
Wet the bed.
That's wrong.
I've never peed my pants.
You don't think when
like
you were like 3 years old, you peed your pants?
Okay. I mean,
and
like
you just can't remember?
Maybe like beyond five, I definitely never peed my pants.
Okay.
Okay. I remember one time my friend Amara peed her pants at the roller rink when we were in the sixth grade.
Wow, way to call her out.
Because
you're a great friend.
It's a common enough name. We were in the sixth grade.
Not really.
But we all we all decided. Did you guys, every year we would go to the roller rink.
Sure, yeah.
And they had races for the grades.
Like blacks, whites.
Yeah, they made all the white people race yeah. each other. And then for our race, all of my friends,
whites.
Like six of us,
yeah.
decided that...
To pee your pants?
No, we decided it would be hilarious if when they blew the whistle to start, we all dramatically fell on the ground. Like
that's pretty funny.
Fell, and it was a lot. There was like six 11-year-old girls just like falling through the air on the ground. But Amara laughed so hard she couldn't contain herself. She peed her pants.
See, is that only like a lady thing? Because I've never almost peed my pants from laughing. But I feel like that happens to women.
Maybe after you.
Do you not have like the clenching muscles?
After you have a baby, you have less.
Did Amara have a baby?
No. No.
Oh.
No, I just.
That makes sense to me. You're all just, man, we were watching something. I forget what we were watching, but like we were talking about like babies just ruin women.
Yeah.
They just fuck, dude. They just like beat the shit. Unless you're like Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, that was such a funny conversation. You were asking me like scientifically, how come Emily Ratajkowski still looks good?
Yeah, I don't understand.
And other
it.
People look like hell. It's like. How, why it's fucking Emily Ratajkowski. I can't explain
is that
this
it?
To
it's
you
just,
like scientifically.
It's just genetics?
I do because yeah,
I was thinking I think, maybe that some women like just put on a lot more weight
some
and then
do, yeah.
when they have the baby they kind of like, you know, like when really big people lose a lot of weight and then they get all that extra skin.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to
because it's not because you're supposed to do that, right? You're not supposed to like stay really slim. That fucks up your baby.
Yeah, you're supposed to gain weight.
Yeah.
So I really don't. no.
But just like rips out your fucking vagina
it's
and then
unnatural.
It really
I
is.
Don't.
Oh, you're gonna grow somebody inside of you? You fucking pervert. You're disgusting.
It's so alien.
Yeah,
like
you should be arrested.
Cronenberg, and the fact that like 50% of the time you're in labor for hours and they go, oh, your body isn't made for this at all. We're ripping you open. We're cutting you open.
Yeah,
because
you're supposed to have a baby at like 15.
Taking your guts out. Did you know they take your like uterus out? They like
and
outside
they just put
of
it
your
in
body.
A jar?
Yeah, they keep it.
What
no,
do they do with it?
They like have to lift it out for some reason. They take your guts out and then they put it back in.
They put it back in your vagina?
Well, yeah. But I don't understand how these things can are just like this easily movable. You could just take it out. You can yank it out.
I don't
and then
know.
Put it
I can't tell
in.
If you're lying to me.
I swear to God. I know that sounds insane, but I just visited
and
my
And they like cut your butthole open? Like cut your taint open?
That's an episiotomy.
What the fuck? Doesn't it seem like people shouldn't be having babies? It
really does.
All that stuff
it
is
seems like an abomination. You know.
Like I can grow my fingernails and it's no problem. I don't have, you know, nothing has to get removed.
Yeah.
That's a natural thing that happens for me.
Right.
Having babies seems very unnatural.
It
like
really
all kinds
does.
Of taints are getting cut open and fucking guts are getting pulled
and
out.
And it kills a lot of people still to
yeah.
this day. That seems wrong.
Well, like I said, I think you're supposed to have a baby when you're like fucking like a teenager.
Let's not go down this road. I'm just saying.
But don't you think that's true?
We have a massive, massive audience of millions of people. I don't want to encourage...
teen pregnancies.
What a wacky.
Just saying you'll have a healthier baby.
That's probably true. I don't know. It seems like
it's why
yeah.
it's why I have all these allergies because my mom was 65 years old when she had me.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
My mom was pretty old when she had me. She's fine. I never. But
Catherine's
I actually,
mom died in childbirth 22 years later. Side effects.
I do. Oh, actually, no. I was going to say, I do think she was fine, but she did have like
complications.
No, the epidural.
Yeah.
Which I don't even really understand. I know it's like it numbs you. It's some kind of painkiller thing. But they like forgot to take it out of her back and it just ruined her back for the rest of her life.
Oh.
She should have sued. I should have grown up rich.
Well,
no,
aren't hospitals like the most unnatural thing in the world? Just.
Yeah,
like,
seems like it.
You're supposed to be squatting in the woods to have a baby.
I was having a conversation.
It has to be the woods.
I was having a conversation with a woman today about Eastern medicine versus Western medicine, mm-hmm. and it was really fascinating.
Which woman?
Like, don't. Don't.
Who was it?
I don't want to do this. I really don't.
All right.
I don't want to have these conversations with you. It's personal, okay? What is wrong with you? You're in a mood today.
I'm high. I took an edible.
Why does that make you mean in the most playful way? Is
I don't know.
Is this what it's like dating me? Because I
it's
hate
not
it.
Me. Is this what it's like to date you?
Yeah.
No. Like, there's a lot more like, getting drunk and like humping behind a guy. Have I talked about this? I think I have talked about this in the podcast.
What did I do again?
You get shit-faced and then you'll hump behind somebody. Like, you know that joke and then they turn around, but you're drunk, so they're looking right at you, but you think you're doing it in secret. And it's like, okay, cool. And you're making eye contact with me, so I'm complicit here. I'm like, you know, part of it.
Man, get you somebody who's charmed by your humping, because this one...
You're charmed by
I'm
it. You're certainly charmed
well,
by it.
I can't date me, so next best thing, I'm dating someone who looks exactly like me.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Eastern medicine
right.
versus Western medicine. She was saying that Western medicine is really only good unless you have like an immediate acute problem that you need taken care of. Right that second, like a heart attack or something.
Because
mm-hmm. otherwise they're just symptom chasing. And Eastern medicine focuses on how everything's interconnected. All these systems. I got to look up what...
Are people in the East more healthy than people in the... Well, they must be.
I would imagine. Remember,
on account of how fat we are.
We went to Japan and everybody was glowing. And
yeah, you're right.
And we were like, how do they...
If they get cancer, they just like... they just be they quiet about
do
it.
Do not talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like, because it'd be dishonorable.
Push them off on an ice floe or something.
Right, they just go quietly die under the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really is so much more honorable.
Yeah, they don't even hug each other.
But anyway, she was also explaining how certain organs are connected to specific emotions, which I thought was really fascinating. That the lungs are connected to grief. And that's why, like...
you can't breathe when somebody dies.
Yeah. And your spleen slash stomach is connected to anxiety and worry, which is...
that makes sense.
Very accurate. The heart is actually joy, but it's like, I don't know. I was getting
if you feel joy,
confused.
Your heart fails.
Yes, after she was saying, she was telling me how like sometimes old people can't handle too much excitement, even if it's good news, they'll just drop dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I just thought it was so much more interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if it's horseshit or not.
I do like the idea that your symptoms can be interconnected to a million different things.
Well, that yeah, that seems right.
Yeah.
Just and like if you study nature in general, you
right.
know, everything and seems to be intertwined.
Right, and there's so much more detective work that goes into it.
So then they stick needles in you?
Yeah.
And then you're all good.
I want to get acupuncture. I don't understand how it works.
It seems to me like if you go by that philosophy of everything being interconnected and stuff, it feels like it'd be a lot more work than just getting needles stuck in you.
Yeah,
it feels
is.
Like a therapy and meditation and stuff.
It is, yeah. I assume. But it's...
See, the thing is that we stopped the last episode yeah. because on account of how sleepy you got.
I'm not sleepy.
But here you go, drifting off.
No, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back. I was just getting... so relaxed thinking about acupuncture.
Yeah. Have you ever had it done?
No.
Me either. I'm thinking about having it done.
Yeah, you really should.
I should because I'm in chronic pain all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, how was the doctor today? Same old
fucking
shit?
Bullshit. Well, actually, I mean, she did recommend me to another doctor. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, I'm like, hey, maybe that's something. Mm-hmm. But I've been to, fuck it, I can't even count anymore, 7 doctors at this point. And all of them, you know. Have you tried this cream? Have you tried this fucking thing? Yes, yes. Well, try it. Their whole thing is they like give you something that you know is not going to work, and then they say come back in a month. So then you just have to deal with the shit for a month. But then when you go back, it's the same thing. So it's just, you know, never ending.
Ugh, but your skin looks good now. Do you think that's like residual from the steroids?
No. I think yesterday I was a complete... fucking mess. Like I'm having psychological breaks at this point. Like yeah. I'm going into hysteric manic states because I sometimes it gets so fucking raw. And you know, it's 1,000 degrees outside now.
Yeah, yeah.
So when like the salt in my sweat hits it, it's, you start to go like, I'm fucking turning into the Joker or some shit. I'm gonna kill everybody all at once.
I know that feeling on such a small scale from like stubbing my toe really bad.
Right. It's like that feeling where like your toenail bends backwards, just like the way that makes you go, oh my fucking God. Imagine that the toenail's just, it's just always, you're just always pulling it back. It's like this pain. It's not like, you know, I had appendicitis when I was young and the pain was so horrible that I was like throwing up, like not because it was just that my body was reacting to pain so much. It's not like that type of like,
yeah,
it's just this
like
constant stinging and ringing and itching where
it's
just
almost
like
it sounds like the opposite of being tickled. This sort of full body wiggly.
Mm-hmm.
Uncomfortable.
And there's no sleeping. There's no sitting still. And then also, I look insane. Like, insane. Thank God for coronavirus because I have this excuse with the mask.
I say that every day.
When I go to work, you know, they still make you wear the fucking mask. When that's done and if this is still going on, I'm going to have to, like, start. I don't know. People are going to be like horrified. I look like I'm covered in burns.
I think we've reached a point now that for the rest of our lives, if you see somebody wearing a mask, it won't be that weird.
Yeah, because I've been, because for that reason, I've become dependent on it at work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so that's good.
Yeah, so that's fun. I'm glad we started over for those little fun little stories.
It's maybe somebody else is experiencing what you're experiencing. And
if
they
somebody
can,
else were,
don't.
I think they would try to cure it.
What do you mean?
I just feel like this fucking like lone soldier, this anomaly. This
oh,
like,
I see.
You know what I mean? How do I go to, how do I see three different allergists, whatever, five different dermatologists, and they're all, oh, I don't know, maybe it's this, maybe we should try this. Well, you know, nobody goes, I know what that is. I got that figured
Western
out.
Western medicine, man. I've been saying this
for
about an hour now.
23
for
minutes.
A couple hours. They're just trying to treat the symptoms.
You don't fucking know.
I do think this sounds promising. That you
no,
should.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll try anything at this point.
A friend of mine said that her friend had skin issues and she got acupuncture and it was the only thing. She said it saved her life because she was just going so insane from
good,
it.
Good, maybe
so.
It'll save my life.
Yeah.
I can feel myself breaking out as I sit here. Just heating
really?
Up. Oh, yeah.
Does it... Do you feel it coming on from a, like, if you knew, then it would...
What it was?
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up about not knowing what it is? Because, you know, what they think it is some kind of allergy that I'm coming in contact... Which means my face has to be coming in contact with it, because that's where most of it is. Not all of it, but most of it. And what happens is, like, you get that in your brain, right? And then you think you figured it out. But you don't know. I don't know. And then I start to become afraid of things in the apartment
that
I have deemed poison. And then I'm like shimmying past them or like, you know.
This sounds like a horror movie.
It is a fucking horror movie.
But you should, like a true artist, turn your horrible, horrible life into art for other people to consume and enjoy. Make your misery someone else's joy. You know what I mean?
So I have to have... this ailment, and also I have an assignment.
That's life, baby.
Leave me alone.
What? Don't you think it would be good? I think it would be good. You should make a horror movie.
Make a horror movie?
Yeah, just do it. Ladies, knowing your man won't make a horror movie.
It's called Allergies. Who took the edible? Me or you? Because you're being weird.
I'm trying to match your level, I guess. I don't. Well, I'm very, 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 very tired, and I know I always say that, and it's probably very annoying to hear when you just want to listen to a podcast, but... I think the only way I know how to combat it is to be insane.
So you're tired all the time, 24 hours a day?
No, it always happens to hit me right when we
said,
go to record.
I was making a joke about how you're insane.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Good one. Well, should we talk about Bo Burnham again? I know we talked about it on the last one, but...
Fuck me.
I do think it's worth repeating. We watched Bo Burnham's new special, Inside Out or whatever.
Inside Out is a Pixar movie.
Okay. Yeah, he's all these different colors. And
yeah,
moves.
Yeah.
It basically is the same thing. It's like inside his head.
I guess.
I'm kidding.
Iggy, don't
eat yourself out, please. Anyway, he recorded it during the pandemic inside for a year, and it's really a bummer. It's not like a fun don't watch it if you're in a fragile state and you want to like enjoy a bit of a romp.
Just watch Elijah Schlesinger.
It's a lot because you relive parts of the pandemic that you had forgotten about, where you think it's going to be over after a couple weeks, or like you really stop grooming yourself.
Yeah, that wasn't, it is the pandemic movie.
Yeah.
You know, the one that really nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's, that the grooming really makes you connect to it. Cause we all did that.
Yeah.
Just kind of like fell apart physically, grew stupid beards and shit. And like stop showering. So to watch him transform was really interesting.
Well, I didn't stop showering. I kept showering.
Oh, I didn't shower. I went days without showering.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You
long
always,
stretches of
you
time.
You always tell me I stink.
You do stink, though. I smell sweet.
You do not.
Yes, I do. Flowery.
I can't believe you go days without showering.
I don't now.
Why were you doing it before?
Because of the pandemic.
We still had water. It's so weird how this affected
why
people.
Why the fuck
like,
would you
well, I don't
do
have
that?
To shower anymore. Why? It's
did you
like
put
you
on a fucking
alone?
Button-up shirt and
that's not
do your
the same
do your makeup?
Thing, dear. It's not sometimes
it's the
I
male
did,
version of that.
Sometimes I did put on makeup just to feel
sometimes
like,
I showered. So
okay.
Fuck off.
So the male equivalent of putting on makeup is showering.
I guess. I mean,
is that what you're saying?
What would be the point of showering?
For me, so that you didn't stink.
Yeah, but
around
you,
me.
I didn't shower that whole time, and now, and you didn't realize it until just now. So I must have smelled
I
great.
I just like you to be clean.
No, I smell great. You and I are built different. You take what a brisk walk across the kitchen and you smell like a hot dog factory. I just, you know,
you're mean.
My chakras are all lined up.
Your
so I
chakras.
produce a
your
potpourri
chakras
scent.
Are clearly not lined up. Otherwise,
you just learned about chakras today.
I didn't even
I've been
learn
watching
about
Avatar The Last Airbender for a decade.
Why would you watch it? That doesn't make... What?
I watched it before you watched it. That was my rewatch.
Okay.
So you sound like an idiot.
What does this have to do with showering? I just wish you would shower. But, you know.
I do shower.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to unpack what was going on mentally where there was a pandemic going on. So you thought you didn't
I don't
to
know how to
anymore.
Answer this any other way. If you don't have to shower, why would you shower?
Because it feels gross to be unshowered.
I guess.
You don't.
I think it's
kind of
fun to see
yourself?
How far you can go.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot see. This is non-Italian.
I mean, sometimes
privilege.
Sometimes I feel like a fucking greaseball, like
can't.
One of you people. But like, not all. Usually, I'm okay. But like on a day like today, I would
as
definitely
an
shower.
Italian American,
right?
I cannot go a day without
yeah you're
showering.
Covered in a soft natural dew
olive oil
yeah
I can't
that's where olive oil comes from
yeah our foreheads
mm-hmm.
Foreheads I just like my hair I can shower and then within probably 4 or 5 hours my hair is slime
do you
it's disgusting.
You have to wash your hair every day
yeah
gross
why is that gross
oh,
because I produce so much oil?
No, I wash my hair like every, like once a week.
That's wild.
If I don't, it's, I have the opposite problem. My shit dries out. I think that's a yin and yang of Irish people and Italian people. My skin is crackly.
It sucks
it's like
all the moisture out
Dead
of
Dead Sea or whatever.
The
what's
environment?
The, what's that area in the desert where all the ground is all crackly, craggly?
Oh, I don't know, but I can visualize it. You see it in lotion commercials, and then they zoom out, and it's a woman's arm, and she's rubbing lotion on it.
Yeah, that's me.
No
I'm that woman.
Buzzards picking at drifters
right.
anymore.
Small cacti growing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's me.
Well.
Always luck. Breaking open.
Yeah, that does stink.
And then so like my hair gets all dry and gross, like fucking fuzzy.
When you wash it?
When I wash it.
Weird.
Because it has like very little natural oils, whereas you are producing a surplus.
And
if you
I'm
could
really,
like wring out your hair in like an old mayonnaise jar, I could take that into the bathroom
I'm
and slather it on.
I'm lousy with oils.
Yeah.
I have too much. I'll start donating. Yeah, if I filmed that Bo Burnham special, it would be like offensive how if I was just like not.
You know what
washing
I was thinking about?
Hair.
What do you think about this question?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like disheveled, right? And there's
mm-hmm.
certain points where he's just like very depressed.
Yeah.
Do you think he was still like try like just natural human vanity? Do you think he was like combing his beard down?
His beard in particular looked very gross.
Right.
Very puby.
There's a couple of scenes there where he looked like a monster because he was
yeah.
so strung out.
Yeah. So maybe not. I thought you were going to say Do I ever think he like completely let his guard down and was like natural, which I don't think is true. He seems, there's something very musical theater about him that even when he's just very, very good at what he does. So even when it seems like he's being very raw, I think it's completely.
I hope that's not true, because there's a part where he cries.
I think that's totally fake.
Really?
Yeah, because
that's a bummer.
Think about it's all. But at first I was like, ew, this is gross. And then I realized for how long it was going on. It's like part of the intro to the next song, the sobbing and the rocking back and forth. It goes on for like minutes.
So
I'm just saying once it started going on for a long time, I was like, oh, this is obvious. It's not even like he wants you to think this is real. It's
oh,
like,
I didn't get that impression at all. I was hoping that it was really real, because I'm thinking like he filmed that special for over a year, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of that shit that's kind of sprinkled in towards the end where he's kind of
where he's like kicking over breaking. Lights and stuff.
Yeah. Some of that's got to be real,
some
right?
Some of that.
If you're filming for that long and you have a bunch of cameras on you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No. I'm listening. I'm debating it in my head, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be points where you freak out a little bit. And why not just use the parts where you're upset? Why film yourself fake crying, you know?
I think you're right. Although that one took a long time, because he's like a performer. That's like, it's in his blood. He's one of those people like, I don't think he's ever off. Even if he's making coffee in the morning completely by himself, I think he's like doing jazz hands. And
I mean, that really changes the nature of the special then. If it's all outward, because I understand that it's like, He talks a lot about what we're going through as viewers and what the world's going through and stuff. So his kind of breakdowns are for us. We're supposed to see ourselves in him.
Yeah.
I get all that. But isn't also part of it that he actually is having these breakdowns? If he's not, if it's all a performance, then I don't know if it takes away from the special, but it definitely makes me think differently about it.
Well, it's just I think it's a philosophical question that's slightly unanswerable, because there are natural moments where he flubs a line and has to start over. And obviously, I think that's real, but he's never not aware that there's a camera on him. So is it ever really completely raw?
I feel like we're going to go in circles here with this. But if you're filming yourself, I'm sure he didn't work on it every day.
Yeah.
But most of the time he's working on it.
Yeah.
And he's filming himself constantly.
Yeah.
There got to be points where he checks out mentally and just has a little temper tantrum. Just odds of, you know, like working on something, getting frustrated with it or whatever.
I think you're right. And I think that definitely makes it better. And it's gross if any of it was fabricated.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say, because I think
it's not even
like
gross. I guess I get it.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying. He had a vision for this thing.
I think you can get to a point, though, where you're like, you've even convinced yourself that you're not thinking about the camera, even though you are. You're like, it becomes just this invisible.
That's how everybody lives their life now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody pretends like they're in a little movie.
I know. Were we watching a TikTok together? Or no, somebody had it on their story where they said, a little life hack for me is I say, if something really embarrassing or traumatic or upsetting or anything happens in my life, I say that I wish hadn't happened. I say, well, at least it served the plot.
Ugh.
And it's just that thinking of yourself as being in a movie, I think, has been very detrimental
to
all of society.
For sure.
Because you got,
you're performing. You're not. I mean, we've become so, like, we perform on the internet, right? With everybody has a character, an avatar that's doing things on fucking Instagram that you're not doing in real life, or creating a story that you're not really living. That has seeped into our reality, and now we're doing it in the real world, and that's really fucked
up.
It's
really disturbing, because I think no matter what, you're always going to be competing with your online self, and that's something that Bo Burnham brings up in his in one of his songs.
The internet song?
No, it was the, I think it was a different one where he basically says that like the real life is digital and actual reality, we should only consider it like being coal miners, going into the coal mine, scrounging for resources and coming back up to the surface, which right. is the digital world. That's yeah. the real world. And that was so upsetting because I keep thinking about no matter what, even though I feel like you and I think that we're above
everybody, some does.
Of everybody thinks they're above this sort of online performance. But if you're online at all, if you have social media, that's a different you.
Right.
You're always going to be competing with that online you. And there's no other option but to be a little depressed all the time. If you're lucky, it's just a little.
Mm-hmm.
But you just like, you feel like your real life doesn't match up. Sometimes I just, I feel like my brain is off when I'm not buried in my phone. I'm like, because I'm so conscious of it, I'm like walking around the park looking at people and I don't know if I'm like taking it in correctly.
Me too. I think about that. No, I think about that all the time. I was in the Uber to work today. Yeah. I looked up my phone and they were like building a new skyscraper. And I was like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah,
there's like, this, there were giant cranes with beams. And then behind is the New York skyline. And I was like, okay, count to three and enjoy it.
Yeah,
interesting.
Like,
it's like when really you go to the fucking museum and you're like, how long do we have to stay here?
You're like,
oh, yeah, okay, fucking boats or whatever.
Certainly something.
Gives a shit.
You know what I think is also another symptom of this being completely online culture is the fact that everyone thinks everything is a simulation because their brains can no longer discern digital world from reality.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, there's a glitch in the simulation or this is all just a simulation. It's like, no, your brain just can't uncouple the two things. Just
yeah.
Smell the grass and take a walk.
We were watching a different TikTok, or maybe I was just watching it, where this girl was like,
my TikTok consumption. Sorry, go ahead.
This is part of the problem. Because it's little fucking bites and bits of knowledge and information.
It's
and
too much.
Isn't that interesting? And fucking look at that. And
another thing Bo Burnham covers.
Right. But anyway, this woman was answering questions. I don't know if she's supposed to be a psychologist or what. She's way too young. But she was, they asked her, somebody asked her, why do millennials have depression? And she goes, millennial depression. Like, we all have it. Mm. Let's get into it. And she goes, the reason millennials are depressed is because they were told they can do anything they wanted to do. And then when they graduated, they came out into a depression or a recession and they couldn't get jobs and they couldn't make any money and they don't have any wealth and they work longer hours. And I was like, you are fucking wrong. You're wrong. It's the internet. It's only the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, people can, you can adopt. Because her point, somebody was like, oh, is it 9/11? And she was like, it's not 9/11 because every generation has their tragedy. You know, our friends weren't being drafted into Vietnam.
Yeah.
We didn't go through the actual depression.
Or
people,
the AIDS crisis.
Right. AIDS crisis was another one. You can almost adapt to any of these horrific things, you know, once you get on the other side of it. And you can adapt. And we have as a generation just
built for it.
Adapted to not having like a lot of money, a lot of shit, you know, it's not fucking that bad. Like once you get used to it, you don't know any other way. Like I've always lived in a shoebox and I've always tried to keep with me a small amount of stuff, you know? But this internet stuff, the internet stuff is ever present. It is in your fucking brain. It is worms inside of you.
Yeah.
It has shifted the way we interact with each other. It is horrible. There's like nothing redeeming about it. And I think that's one of the greatest parts about Bo Burnham's special is like breaking that down so beautifully. And those two songs, they're completely mind-blowing. Like him just talking about how you're inundated with, you know, he's singing all these things that are almost like kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws in a 9-year-old dead girl like in the mix at one point. And you're like, that is what it is. It's everything. It's overwhelming. It's too much. And it's coming at it's called Everything All the Time.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song, I think. Or at least that's the chorus. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. It's just like that's why we're upset. That's why we're depressed. Right. That's why we're anxious, you know? And people want to talk so much about their mental health stuff just to kind of like, I think what gets me is people just like talk about mental health. They want it. They want to destigmatize it. It's like fucking obesity, you know? Everybody wants to destigmatize that or whatever. It's like, we have fucking problems. Yeah. Everybody who's fat wants to kill themselves. And you guys are like, we should make bigger mannequins, fatter mannequins, and we should, you know, do more therapy. It's like, I don't know. This doesn't really seem to...
Yeah, it's not getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
Once again, Eastern versus Western medicine.
Right, exactly.
But I really did appreciate, I know I talk a lot of shit about everything constantly, but including musical comedy, but that was one of the few times, maybe the only time I can think of that I like understood how musically this serves you so much more. It hits you emotionally.
Yeah, but I mean, that's when he was moving away from comedy at that point. He reminds me of who's the fucking Toy Story guy?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Have you dug into Randy Newman?
A bit, but I don't
Randy know. Newman is the old guy, Bo Burnham. But he only does songs and he only really does albums and stuff.
Right.
But he's got these songs about God and the universe and shit that are like, we'll fuck you up. They're that Bo Burnham type of stuff. There's this song where God talks to man and it's just this conversation between the two of them, and it's, we'll listen to it after this. It's fucking awesome.
But yeah, so that one, just the not only the fact that it was in a catchy song format, the type of song, was like this spooky carnival.
Right.
Where his eyes get wider and he's like, come in, I have what do you want? I have everything all the time. And he's talking about how, is that the one where he says like distraction is something and boredom is a sin? Basically, you should always be preoccupied and never be bored and always be looking at something and just give me all of your attention.
Right.
It just gets you like riled up and stressed.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. The rhythm, the cadence, and then like the drive to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting very high, so
that's okay.
If I stop making sense, I apologize.
Okay.
But I think one of the things the internet has done to us that's really shitty is that, like, we used to just have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Just all the time. Like, you sat on a... I think things... I can't remember this anymore, but I think things like this used to happen. You'd be in the be in line somewhere, and you would strike up a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody would ask you a question on the street, and you would listen to them instead of either speeding up or cowering or something, you know. I mean, this might be very specific to New York, but like, I do think day to day people just interacted way more. They just, if you were in the elevator, you would start up a conversation.
Because
you know,
had to have your eyes up at the very least,
right?
You notice things.
The idea of like hitchhiking, and then people just interact. This is trusting your fellow man, you know,
I mean,
being okay with a stranger, not breaking down just to interact with somebody for a short stretch of time. I think everybody talks about their anxiety and depression and doesn't realize where that's coming from. We're becoming more and more isolated just because we don't have these small interactions that remind us how to be human and how to talk to other people.
Yeah.
You know?
And it definitely was worsened by the pandemic, and not just because we had to stay inside, but because we're so buried in our phones constantly.
Yeah.
Everyone is so weird now. You go sit at a bar together and you just like,
right,
it's not as bad. I was like really worried about it when we first started hanging out with people again, but you're just like self-conscious about it, I think, in a way. At least I don't think we were before. Pauses aren't feel so daunting,
right? And also we're just re-meeting all of our best friends.
Yeah.
People we used to spend every day with.
Yeah.
We straight up haven't seen in a year.
And none of us are the same people.
Exactly.
That we were,
which
is very scary.
Everybody went different places and did weird shit, you know?
Yeah.
Hunkered down with very specific people, and now you got some kind of weird, like, mole men habits that you're...
Yeah, it really made or broke a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just like, if you had some quirky neuroses, they became a thing in the pandemic.
So everybody's just retreating more and more on to their online selves. Yeah.
You're like, well, I eat my own hair now.
It's not even fucking good. Like, there's nothing good about the internet.
You know what the heartbreaking thing is now?
You're not having fun when you're looking at it. Sorry.
No, you're totally right.
Oh, I'm on Reddit. Oh, fucking look at that car chase. Now I'm looking at this.
Bad about yourself. Yeah. Even when you're watching like a cute video of a cat jumping out of a box or something, there's a part of you that's just like, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I'm sitting on my couch right now.
And then it creeps into other shit where you're like, I can't watch this movie. I used to love movies like this. I used to only watch movies like this. I had a little fucking book where I would write down the movie and then I would give it a certain amount of stars and then I would write a fucking, you know, a few sentences about it. And I was like, I'm going to watch so many fucking movies. That. I only did it once.
You're like, Batman Begins.
I had that book. I threw it out when we moved.
You did?
Yeah, it was Inglourious Bastards. That's a movie. But I was just going to try to consume everything.
Yeah.
You know? And now I don't even have those thoughts. I don't even fucking. I'm like, Christ. If we can find a TV show that can hold my interest for more than 10 minutes, then we're, you know, on the right
truly.
Path.
Truly. There was probably like 6 months into lockdown where I felt this complete fatigue of like, I can't watch TV or movies anymore. I did, because what the fuck else are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Especially when it started to get cold out. But I was like, yeah, watching moving images on my couch is driving me insane.
Right, me too.
And I'm somebody who lives a very sedentary lifestyle naturally. It's hard for me to get motivated.
Dude, that's why I always say this. The cabin was
the greatest
peak.
Time of your life.
It was the greatest fucking time.
The whole time. So I didn't get to have this like Walden experience or
whatever.
Yeah,
for me, every day was I would get up, I would play video games until I felt guilty, and then I would fucking run miles and miles and miles. Yeah. I would come back, play video games, then I would jump rope and then work out.
Yeah, you
and then
worked out so much.
When you were done working, we would make dinner and listen to music.
Yeah, it was really nice. We were cooking a lot.
Just the
going
fucking
for
woods
long walks.
And stuff, you know?
Yeah. People were calling the cops on us left and right.
This city has the same vibes as like the fucking internet. Like it's oppressive.
Yeah, it really
and it
does.
Is painful and it's pointy. And it's like, even when you're having a good time, there's this like,
internet.
Gah, you're in New York. Why aren't you doing better? You piece of shit.
Because it really is.
New York just yells that at you all the fucking time. Every day when you wake up, you should be doing better. Look at your stupid fucking apartment, your dumb dick.
God, your dumb dick. Are people walking around showing off their dicks? Mm-hmm. It is like Instagram come to life, because everyone's very hot or very rich, or I mean, not everyone, but like professional looking. You can tell what they do.
Yeah,
everyone walking around lately, ever since the weather got warm, looks like they're on their way to some sort of swimsuit photo shoot.
Dude,
I'm like, what
the
are
new
you
fashion
wearing?
The new fashion trend is like pussy lips. I swear to God, you take the way people are dressing.
Everyone looks like children too, and you're like, don't arrest me, please.
There's these new pants. Like, first of all, they split in the ass crack. Have you seen these things? They're on TikTok. That's where they came from.
Are they the ones that like scrunch up your butt?
Yeah, they like fucking lift your ass up, and then there's a seam that goes down your ass crack, so that the pants actually fold into your ass.
That,
and then the front of them is just like, you just cram them up your snatch.
That is so uncomfortable.
And then you wear like a bandana for a shirt. It's crazy.
That's amazing. God
I'm
bless,
scandalized.
God bless anybody who's built. I feel like the engineers who made that, if they came across me, they would be like, there's nothing that can be done. I don't know.
The engineers.
There's no. We thought, we didn't know this was possible, but there's just no lifting these old fucking flapjacks. There's nothing.
Flapjacks?
There's nothing back there.
Yeah, but they're not flappy.
They're flappy.
They're not danglers.
I don't know. You see them more than I do.
Yeah.
They're not danglers. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You know what's the most heartbreaking part about all of this? The internet ruining us? We're just going to have to succumb to our own decline, because there's no going back, right? Now that we've tasted this.
Oh, we're
life,
all gonna die.
Yeah,
I think
we can't undo
the aliens
it.
Have to come.
We can't just log off and go back to 1990.
Not it's only just... that, it is getting worse exponentially. Mm-hmm. They just add more horrifying things.
There's more things to
every
fight
second.
About.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just goes more. Yeah, everything is so polarized. And let's try pitting them against each other so they kill each other. Maybe yeah. that'll get clicks. You know.
Do you think it's a conscious effort, or do you think we're doing this to ourselves?
Which part of it?
The infighting, I guess, based on any...
The infighting is manufactured. Yeah? It's created by the elites, for
really?
Sure. I mean, I fucking work there.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah, you're
I
right.
I work
yeah.
at the goddamn Illuminati, and they're doing it every day. yeah. And they don't...
You do social for the Illuminati.
It's not really orchestrated, I think... This is my theory. I'm a low-level Illuminati. I clean the toilets or whatever. But I don't think it's, like, on purpose to get us fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
I just think all these algorithms and shit have noticed that you engage more with your screen if you're fucking pissed off.
Yeah, you're addicted
so,
to the rage.
And also, like, if you think about the media, if you think about, like, cable news, their whole thing always... was to find some threat. So it depends on what side you're watching. Like, you're watching the right wing stuff, they're going to be like, the immigrants are coming to get your ass or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're coming to take your guns or something.
Good
and
job.
They started running out of threats, like both sides. So they picked your fellow American. And all they do is they just talk shit about the other side. And then that pisses people off and people keep
yeah.
watching, keep engaging more and more and more. And so that's how it happened. It
yeah.
wasn't like on purpose. Like, the elites weren't like, let's try to get them to go at each other. It's just like, this is an endless supply of money, hate, you know?
Yeah, they're always, that is really interesting, because they're always, you read fucking whatever, 1984 or something, there's always a made up enemy.
Right.
And they change it all the time.
They just split us in the middle.
Yeah, all they did, they just domesticated it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the people doing it don't know that they're doing it. They see themselves as freedom fighters. So, like, the
mm-hmm.
anchors and shit are very stupid. If you watch
yeah.
those shows, you'll notice that they're not very bright. If you think they're saying something smart, that's written in front of them.
Wolf,
they have that on a teleprompter.
Wolf Blitzer can't read.
Right. But I'm saying, like, even their questions
yeah.
are written out. They're not coming up with that stuff off
right,
the top of their
right.
head. But they think they're, like, social justice warriors are making the world a better place or whatever. So the fucking higher ups just pat them on the head and you say, sure, fucking get out there, change
yeah.
the world. But really, you're just saying, like, they're coming to kill us. You know, the people that live over there that watch that network, they're fucking evil and they're going to get your ass. So stay tuned to this network. We'll tell you what they're up to. And they just do that forever. And then we start doing it on our own, on Facebook and on Reddit
yeah.
and on podcasts and on Twitter. And it just spirals and we're all going to kill each other.
Well... the suicide pact stances, don't be afraid and don't be angry.
There is hope.
Because according to Eastern medicine, anger lives in your liver and
yeah.
fear lives in your kidneys. So I don't know how to combat those things. Maybe get acupuncture.
I think there is
drinking.
Hope, though, because, like, these cable shows, these, like, hate mongers, their ratings are plummeting.
Good.
Because they keep... they don't get any results, you know? People are realizing they don't ultimately get anything out of this just fucking hating people and
yeah.
having people tell them they're right all the time. So these, like, alternative media YouTube things are the ones that, like, people are watching now.
I think my only advice to combat any of this, if you're lucky enough to be in a position where your life is, like, relatively averagely okay... your house isn't being foreclosed upon and
mm-hmm.
you're not drowning in medical debt and your family's not dying. If you're just like, if you have like B-level shit you're dealing with, just sort of process life on a very micro level. Just take stock in what you enjoy, your dog and your gaming chair.
You have a gaming chair?
I'm
on a fucking gaming chair.
Assuming. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When people start getting real goofy and upset and riled up and trying to, I just be like, that sounds like your problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't engage.
Right.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess that's a silver lining. Like, we live in this time where we're constantly reminded to maybe try to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To, we're trying to find an antidote. Antidote?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you think, like, we were just meant to live in little tribes, right? Of just, like, maybe, like, 100-some people in a big community. And like, that's it, right? Don't you think that would be ideal? Obviously not with any fucking screens or anything.
Right.
But a small group of people like that.
I don't know what we were meant for. Do you mean like just like how we adapted? What
how we evolved and now we're having this adverse relationship with the world we live in now.
Yeah.
That's because we have a natural state, right?
I definitely feel that way every time there's a presidential election. It's fine. Like, I don't... for the most part, people's political, whatever, however you think politically, I do believe that this is too vast a country for us all to decide how 100% of us should be governed.
Right.
It's not, it just absolutely doesn't work.
Right. Yeah.
And we shouldn't have to. We should just be like Europe, like every state. Yeah, I was saying, like,
if you're even in an even smaller community, you can just vote on things and make decisions.
Commune?
Yeah, unanimously. I mean, imagine that. Imagine everybody like really has it out until you fucking come and hug and we're like, all right, we came to a conclusion, and then something happens in the world that you all agreed to. Now we are so detached from any decision that's made for us. Or about us, we have no fucking say, you know, even with voting.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, because I don't, breaking off into a group of 100 people, I don't think, like, when we watch the documentary,
I'm not suggesting we do that. I'm just saying, like, probably humanity was a little bit more happy. I know everybody dies of tooth infections and shit, you know. Yeah. You get eaten by a polar bear, but I don't know. Imagine we had a certain base level of comfort, and then we were in these smaller communities. I think people would feel more love. That's where these 112 year olds always live, in these small communities in Italy next to the water, where they eat and drink every day and raise each other's kids and
shit.
Yeah,
and you feel a sense of purpose and community. Yeah. And nobody called you sus on TikTok. Are you feeling high? Should we wrap it up?
Yes, I'm very high.
Ian's high.
Sorry if I ruined the show.
You didn't. Right. I just wanted to make you feel paranoid for a second.
Thanks so much. You're such a fucking gem.
A nice time.
You're such a sweet pea.
Ian, I love you.
You're so happy to have you in my life.
You're being mean.
You fucking are trying to have me have a panic attack.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.